Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're in October. So now hopefully most kids are in school. I know a lot of us parents are like, thank the Lord. Some of us are like, oh, man, now we got school zones again. I could get double fines on tickets. But there's an anxiety with kids going back to school by parents. Are they going to get sick? Am I going to have to miss work when they do get sick? Are they going to be bullied? But something that always weighs on any of us parents is, are there, and anybody actually, even neighbors and community members, is, are there going to be school shootings? And Iowa State University has developed a formula that helps states evaluate their risk. Now, I believe we're at high risk for shootings, but when you look at the numbers, if you, you know, get all statistical, it is a rare occurrence compared to car accidents, compared to, but to me, one is too many. And so they say while the risk of mass shooting is low nationwide, researchers estimate that as many as 722 incidents could occur in 1 year. California may have more. Now, they are the most populous state, largest state, so not a shock that they would have more. But they also say an office building may be more likely to experience one. So what they do is they calculate the number of mass shootings and their victims, and they tried to do the best they could because we don't necessarily have parameters of what is a mass shooting event, how many people, is it more than 20, less than 20? And researchers from Iowa State University analyzed mass shootings from two sources to determine the probability one would occur in certain states and locations. And one model, so it's two different models. The team looked at data from 1966 to 2020, cataloged in the Violence Project's database, which defined mass shooting as an incident with four or more victims, not including the shooter, killed by a firearm in a public place. The organization recorded 190 of these, committed by 194 people, between 1966 and 2020. Since the 1970s, the number of mass shootings have increased by one every 10 years. Researchers use this data, along with available historical data, according to Daily Mail, and to estimate the risk of incidents across the country in each state and at a specific location, such as an office building, school, house of worship, private residence, college, or university. And they came up with some data. They said the average number of six mass shootings would occur in a year. So the average number of six across the U.S., 95% chance that there would be between 2 and 12. In a school, that means the chance of mass shooting was approximately 0.08%. Their second data set came from the Gun Archive, which uses the expanded definition of mass shooting as four or more people shot, injured, or killed in a public or private location. With that, their projected number was 639 events, with 95% chance that each year there'd be 567 to 722. And so when they looked at state-level and data, they found that those with the largest populations, like California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania, were all at greater risk of experiencing mass shootings. Then they estimated the risk of various locations in the state. Now, California has had the most, but Iowa has never experienced a mass shooting. Knock on wood, I don't want to jinx any of this. And I don't want there to be any more mass shootings. But they said the annual probability of a mass shooting in Iowa was 0.06%. In California, it's 0.5%. So they think location is an issue. They also think the highest probability is a workplace, as opposed to school, but a workplace. 0.3% chance. Most likely location, California, with 0.2, but Iowa, 0.02. Now, you know, some of this data is not easy to read, but they actually also summarized what the average shooter profile was. 98% of these mass shooters were male. 42% had admitted to a history of being bullied. I'm surprised only 42%, because I think all of us have had been bullied at one point or another. So I'm surprised only 42%, unless they were never around school, so they weren't around people to get bullied. 56% of shooters had a violent past. What that means is 44% no violent past. 36% of mass shooters had a criminal record, but that means 64% clean record. Mental health signs, 62%. Now, you would think 100% would, but that was the data they collected. The most common time, day, and months, apparently the most common is January, February, May, September, and October, with fewer in the summer and fewer around Christmas time. The 20th was the most common day. That's interesting. And more so in the morning than at night. Were they a current or former student at a school? 91% of these school shooters were. Did they have some sort of a crisis that happened to them prior to shooting? 87% did. Were they suicidal prior to shooting? 80% of them did. Did they leak their plans ahead of time? Brag to somebody on social media, tell them, family member. 78% said they did. Now, they said the rate of death is 2.83 times higher in schools with armed officers present. Now, that's odd, because we've seen situations where the shooter is not stopped by a guard. 50% of shooters are specifically targeting someone. So, you know, school's back in session. According to this data, it's going to happen again. And in my neck of the woods, there's been weapons found, but thank God we haven't had a shooting. But I think we need to have a lot more security. I think we do have to have metal detectors. And we need to put a lot more focus into school safety than we have been. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we said goodbye yesterday to Dick Butkus. He was 80 years old when he passed yesterday, one of the greatest linebackers in NFL history, an icon, longtime Chicago Bears star. Statement from his family said he died peacefully in his sleep at his home in Malibu, California. The game yesterday was between the Bears and the Commanders, and the Bears had not a very good record going into this game. Bears were the underdog. Commanders had a spread of six, and they lost to the Bears yesterday. And a beautiful tribute to one of their icons. And so you know, I can't do his career justice in the few words and time we have. Pro Football Hall of Famer, household name, just, you know, there's Dick Butkus Award given to the top linebacker in college football every year. And so he has left us, and, you know, they said it was peaceful in his sleep, 80 years old. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here we are in 2023, and we've made amazing advancements. And people's longevity and life expectancy is better than it used to be, even though in recent times it's gone down because of overdose deaths. And people always ask, what are the leading causes of death? What are people mostly dying from? Well, still, as it's been for decades, heart disease is still number one. Always, the number one cause of death is heart disease. And the heart disease can be a variety of things. It could be arteriosclerosis. It could be artery clogging. It could be unstable angina. It could be arrhythmia. But our hearts, when our hearts stop, we die. And oftentimes, when we do die, if you had arteriosclerosis or clogged arteries, or risk factors for heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, family history, obesity, older age, stress, you know, short stature has been considered a link, short stature. You know, not uncommon to see heart disease listed as number one. And here we are in 2023. It's still the leading cause of death. Number two is cancer. It's a close second, but cancer. Now, we're not anywhere near being able to cure people of cancer. What we've done with former President Jimmy Carter is nothing short of a miracle. For him to have stage 4 melanoma and still be alive, that's amazing. I know he's in hospice care. I think he just celebrated his 99th birthday. Godspeed to him, but it's the average person with melanoma might not be so lucky. And we still struggle with cancers like ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer. So you got to make sure you're up on your cancer screens. They say COVID-19 came in number three. Now, this is being reported by Fox News, and the CDC releases a list of the leading causes of death among U.S. adults. And there was a total of 3.46 million deaths in the year 2021. So this isn't 2022. This goes back to 2021. 74.5% of these deaths were attributed to 10 causes. The top three causes were heart disease, cancer, and COVID. Even though death rates have been declining, they still were the top three. They said COVID in 2021 caused 416,893 deaths. Accidents came in number four, 224,935. Stroke came in number five, 162,890. Then chronic lower respiratory diseases could be from smoking, COPD, asthmatic attacks, pneumonia. But chronic more is like the COPD, sarcoidosis, things like that. Alzheimer's came in number seven. Diabetes came in number eight. Chronic liver disease and cirrhosis number nine. And then kidney disease number 10. Now people ask, how does diabetes kill? Well, if you have sugar overloads, if you go into diabetic comas, you can with sugar have sugar so high that it could put you into a coma. Diabetes can also, though, be linked to heart disease, to cancer. You can have hypoglycemic episodes and have accidents. So, but they're saying diabetes was the main cause. So diabetes can also cause kidney disease. So I would think diabetes is more secondary than the number of people dying from DKA, but commonly people can have very, very high blood sugar that could affect their mortality. So where have we improved? Well, there were huge declines in the flu and pneumonia. Now, one is we have vaccines for flu and pneumonia. We also have medications for that. And lately, since 2020, you've had COVID competing. Although when people die of COVID, they're dying often of a COVID pneumonia and the cytokine storm and the lungs filling up with fluid. But not all causes of death have declined. Alzheimer's deaths rose. How do you die of Alzheimer's? Well, if your mind starts to deteriorate, you may not eat. You may make mistakes. You may... one of my family members went out into the middle street. Luckily, didn't get hit. But there could be more accidents. And again, so I don't know if Alzheimer's is the main cause, or that you're not eating, you're starving, you don't clean something, you cut yourself, you don't take care of it, you get an infection. You know, but sometimes when the mind goes, you do have people that do eventually die of Alzheimer's. But Alzheimer's deaths rose. Again, we have a more aging population. We have more baby boomers. We have a more traditionalist than the previous generations. And so not a surprise that we have more people with Alzheimer's. Also, if we're preventing people from dying of heart attack and cancer, then they end up continuing to age. And then there could be other things that affect them when they're older. Unintentional injury deaths rose 83% over the time period. Deaths overall rose 2.4% since the prior list, going from 3.38 million in 2020 to 3.46 million in 2021. Now, that's fascinating. Deaths rose and rose 2.4% from 2020 to 2021. Now, 2020, we had COVID. And COVID killed a lot of people. But 2021, we had more deaths. Why? Well, we did have more individuals once the border opened, January 2021. So it could be we had more people come in to the country. It could be that we had less, shall we say, fewer doctor visits and people taking care of themselves, such that if they were supposed to follow up on cancer or follow up on an infection, they didn't. Many people in 2021 still said, well, I can't go to an urgent care. They don't want people to come there. I'm like, why not? Well, they said that during COVID. I go, yeah, but if you're having trouble breathing, whether it's COVID or not, you got to go get seen. So it could have been also a lack of people wanting to use health care. Also, if they quit their job or they're not in their job or they lost their job, they might not have health insurance. But that is fascinating. Could also be more people got back on the road after lockdowns and was starting to travel. You know, people ask, did COVID prevent other deaths? It's a fascinating question. Did the COVID pandemic, with as much destruction as it caused, cause fewer? I think we have over a million COVID-related deaths in America. Did it somehow manifest in fewer deaths in another way? Well, if you were locking down and you weren't now exposed to flu and you weren't exposed to pneumonia, somebody could say you might have then been able to escape that. If you didn't travel, then there was less issues of you getting into a car accident or you being abducted or, you know, something could happen on your vacation. Less drownings, shark attacks. COVID definitely changed things, and I think for the worse. That's why I really want accountability for the Wuhan Institute, and I want us to figure out why we're having so many variants, if those are also being leaked. It can happen naturally as well, but COVID, I think, is going to long-term cause more deaths, not so much because of the COVID virus, but because people have changed their attitude about seeing doctors and getting medical care and just using telemedicine. And they've been staying home. They've been gaining weight, drinking more. So I think we're going to see more secondary and tertiary issues from it. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Despite a campaign promise to stop border wall construction, President Biden is building again to stop the influx of migrants into the U.S. Reports say Donald Trump may visit House Republicans on Capitol Hill ahead of the speakership election next Wednesday. The United Auto Workers president will make an announcement on Facebook Live today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It should be regarding a possible expansion of their strike against the Big Three automakers. Morgan State University students remain on edge following Tuesday night's on-campus shooting in Baltimore. One student who spoke with WJZ-TV questioned why more wasn't done to prevent the tragedy. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we were talking about colleges and how there was a study, I guess, a few days ago that had come out saying the average, and this was I think a poll, was it AP? It wasn't done by any particular political party, but they found that liberals felt they had more free speech than conservatives on college campuses. And one of you had asked if individuals that come out of colleges are going to be discriminated against because people will think they're liberal. People will think they were proselytized and converted, shall we say. And that if you did apply for a job having a degree, or on top of that a liberal arts degree or a gender studies degree, will you not get a job if that employer could be conservative? And so I love talking about the workplace and labor, and I talk to a lot of, I try to do as much research as possible. I really wish that our political choices and our political beliefs were not as crucial to relationships as they are. I hate seeing families fall apart. I hate seeing people fear they're going to lose their job because they work in California and they may be conservative and they think they're going to lose their job. You should have no fear. And likewise, too, if you're liberal in a conservative state, you should have no fear of losing your job, losing family members, friends, because of what you believe in. We're a free country. However, colleges have been notoriously caught pushing many agendas, and it might eventually, if people don't buck that sort of curriculum, end up dividing people into those who got a college degree and those who didn't. Now, I'm telling you right now, those who are critical thinkers, those who like to look at all the options, weigh it themselves, and form their own opinion, are going to do well, whether they have a college degree or not. And just because somebody goes to a liberal school doesn't mean they're going to come out liberal. Just like somebody who lives in a conservative state doesn't mean they're going to be conservative. Now, I get it. You know, if you listen to the same podcast and you listen to the same shows and you read news from only one site, that could sway you. I get that. But a true educated individual educates themselves on both the good and the bad. I always look at the risks and the benefits of a medication. I always outweigh the risks and the benefits before dating somebody. Oh, that was before I got married. The risks and the benefits of, should I chew my husband out for this, or should I maybe bite my tongue on this one? And so I really do believe that Democrats can live in red states and Republicans can live in blue states. They may not feel they're being represented, and they might eventually move if they don't want to pay taxes or have their tax dollars go into things that they don't feel is ethical or moral or where their money should go. But I hope it doesn't get to a point where if you went to college, somebody is going to stereotype and bias you as being proselytized, right? Or converted. And of only one political party. I don't think so. Now, we are, though, noticing that some employers are not really putting a lot of stock into the college degree. We were told this week that Walmart has eliminated college degrees as a requirement for hundreds of its corporate roles. The retail giant said last week that it would get rid of unnecessary barriers that prevented career advancement, and that job applicants could start seeing updated job descriptions next year. They will waive the need to have a university degree if candidates can show that they gain the necessary skills through alternative prior experience. While degrees should be a part of the equation and in some cases required, there are many roles where a degree is simply unnecessary, including at corporate headquarters. That's according to a blog post from, I guess, the retailer. So this is a part of a trend, Daily Mail's reporting, such as IBM, Accenture, Google, announcing measures to reduce the number of jobs that require degrees. Maybe it's because they can't get people to fill these positions. They say the fact that a company like Walmart is taking these steps really underscores the fact that this is a movement that has significant traction. So making a degree not necessary will start to re-change how people approach it. Right now, people are getting just any degree just to get a degree. And that has been what us baby boomers and Gen X's have been telling millennials and Gen Z's to do, because that's the world we grew up in. There'd be a big pile of applications. Whoever was interviewing you would say, why should I take you? Look at all these applications. Well, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. And the more you had on your resume, the more credentials, the more degrees, it might put you at the top of the stack. Now I think a lot of employers are like, look, I know you went to school, I know you got a degree, but I need to know that you know how to work with Python. You know how to work with Excel. You know how to work with customers. You took calculus, that's fantastic, but we need to know what else. And another thing, too, that is starting to dilute the college degree is many people are getting their degrees online. And there's one site that advertises you could get your master's under $11,000 in less than a year. College used to be about the experience. If you went to college, it means you left mommy and daddy. Or you worked while you went to school, and you navigated, and you had to use time management. You had to budget. You had to manage multiple classes. You had to get exposed to a whole bunch of stuff, and you became educated. People aren't really learning like they used to. They're memorizing, they're doing their online test, and then it's done. And so when you used to go to Oxford or Harvard or Yale, and you, back in the old days, would play a musical instrument, were multilingual, could recite Shakespeare, know all the different philosophical theories, you were then a learned person. Now we all can become learned. If we want to learn something, we just go online, look it up. And a lot of kids are kind of noticing that too. Like, if they want to learn to do something, they could go online. I saw an ad. There was an ad that popped up on YouTube where the musician was teaching four chords on the piano. And he goes, it's the same four chords. And he sings all these different popular songs using the same four chords. That's, by the way, how a lot of people do it. I mean, I had to learn for Elise and Green Sleeves, and I had to take piano lessons, and it just never worked out because we moved all the time. So I had to keep having different teachers, and then we couldn't afford the lessons anymore. But people who play guitar and play piano, they learn how to make it work, and they learn the practicality of it. And so we're learning that there's different ways to learn things to be able to accomplish what you need. And we forgot about how amazing the trades are. And does the average college grad know how to deal with their electricity or their plumbing? No. So how learned are they? So it's fascinating to see where this will go. 1-877-DOC-LE.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if any of you guys are on social media. I don't use a lot of it. Every now and then I'll post a picture on Instagram because a lot of my students are on Instagram. And that account's been hacked multiple times, so I don't really use it a lot because why build it up just to get it hacked again? I use Facebook because that's where my family and friends are on. And I like the format. I'm comfortable with it. Twitter, X, now called X, I use not to the degree that other people do because it seems really cluttered to me and I don't have time to read all the posts. Facebook has a much easier format for me, I think. And I think Twitter might start charging. I don't like it enough to pay for it. So, but one thing I'm noticing on Facebook and Instagram are these ads. And it's kind of creepy how I'll be talking to my husband about I really want to go back to Disneyland. And then lo and behold, within minutes, I go on social media and there's a Disneyland ad. It also knows my size. I don't know how it knows my size, so when it shows me clothes, it doesn't show me size 2 outfits. It knows better. How does it know better? Well, we're being told that Americans have been cheated out of billions and billions of dollars because of social media scammers. Some of them might even be these ads. According to the Federal Trade Commission, victims have lost $2.7 billion to fraudsters on social media over the past 2 years. Scammers are targeting victims through fake advertisements, according to Daily Mail, bogus investment schemes, romance scams, and these often originate on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. The FCC warns that social media gives scammers an edge, as they can easily manufacture a fake persona. They can hack into your profile, pretend to be you, and then con your friends. Now, my friends know I will never ask them to buy anything. I may say I have a charity, but they all kind of know the charities I work with. Now, I might share somebody's GoFundMe, but they have every right to say no. I'm not going to hold them to it. They know. But I think my friends would know what would be a scam. Unless, of course, these scammers learn how I do things and say, hey, guys, I don't really want to ask you for money, you know, but this is important to me. So, these scammers have nothing better to do but learn how to scam. If they could put 1/1000th of that effort into holding a job, they might not need to scam, but they prefer to scam. So what they do is they find their victims by what they share on social media. Then they place ads methodically targeting them based on their details, their age, interest, past purchases. Social media scams affect people of all ages. Most of the younger people are the ones there was something on social media that I fell in love with. They were Christmas candles. And I bought a few. I wanted them. And I don't think I was cheated. I really wanted that purchase. There were these Christmas candles where it's a light, like a little LED light, so it's not fire. And it has water and a spinning, not a centrifuge, but a spinning mechanism with glitter. So that it glitters. It's a beautiful candle. So I bought them for my friend's mom. I bought them for my friend's wife. I bought them for me. And I love them. They are the most gorgeous Christmas candles. But I got them on Facebook. Saw the ad on Facebook. Clicked on it. Bought it. But I used PayPal. I always use PayPal because PayPal has to verify them. And in case it is a fraudulent company, PayPal will give you your money back. So I don't buy anything online unless I know it could have that guarantee. So most of these reports are about goods that are never delivered. No-show clothing, electronics topping the list. Largest share of dollars came from scams that use social media platforms to promote these hoax investment opportunities, often involving cryptocurrency. Please don't be doing that. In the first 6 months of this year, more than half of the money reported lost to fraud on social media went to investment scammers who lure victims in with promises of huge returns and even fake celebrity endorsements. And keep in mind, these scammers have no problem using AI or deep fake to make it look like a celebrity is endorsing. And another thing they do is oftentimes something will catch my eye. And I'll go, is that Ben Affleck? Is that Jean-Claude Van Damme? And I'll do a double take. I'm like, I can't tell if that's Jean-Claude Van Damme or not. And it's just an ad with the face. And they might be doing that on purpose. Where you see Tom Selleck. And you're like, oh, okay. Or you see Denzel Washington. You're like, wait a second. Okay, he endorses it. And nowhere doesn't even list his name. But they used a picture that was like him. And they go, it wasn't him. There's no picture of him, but they created it. romance scams. I wrote a book on this, actually, with my mom, online dating and how to be careful. Romance scams have the second highest losses in the first half of this year. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. One person told ABC News she fell victim to a social media scam after clicking on an ad for an online store to buy a gift for a friend. Everything looked legitimate. Positive customer reviews. There was a video of her showing off her storefront in her location in Florida. Order did not arrive. She noticed the social media page and website for the company no longer existed. Which is why, again, if you're purchasing anything, make sure it's through PayPal or a company that... I don't know if credit card companies will help you if you're defrauded by a purchase you made of your own. But if something... I always look for anything that... Because just I trust PayPal. And maybe it's because I'm old school. If there's another company that you guys trust, let me know. But these romance scams are very tricky. And I had a friend who I kind of warned. He was showing me the picture of his girlfriend. And he's like, she's going to come into town and we're all going to go out. And I go, oh, that's wonderful. She's so pretty. And I mean, she was an 8. And my friend is, you know, he's okay, but he's not an 8. And she's younger than him. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, when was the last time you saw her? Well, she said this happened and this happened and this happened. So, you know, the trip got canceled. And then and I'm like, okay, are you sure you're not being scammed? For the love of God, don't give her any money. Well, she needed help with something because, look, this is her kid and this is her. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to get scammed. And, a week or two later, oh, no, she's coming out. We're going out. And this just went on for months. And I'm like, please be careful. Don't give money. And the reason why is there is nothing more dopaminergic than thinking somebody is into you, who you're into. All logic goes out the door, right? When your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes, the platters. Smoke gets in your eyes. I love that song, but it's so true. When your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes. And you will be very easily schemed. The reason why my mom and I wrote the book is because she was starting to be scammed, and we stopped it before it happened. The reason why I knew is she said, you know, this man tells me he loves me, and he's writing poetry about how amazing and beautiful I am. And I'm like, who's this guy? I was like, I mean, sorry, Mom. I'm your daughter, and even I don't love you that much. What? And it was somebody out of the country, fake, promising he'll take her to Italy. That's exactly what she wanted to hear. So, now she was pretty upset about it, and I go, you know, let's warn others. Let's warn others. And we wrote a book about scams, STDs, all that. It's called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. So be careful. All right? There are, and when you do, you know, buying on social media, I mean, I trust Amazon. I understand Amazon has some third parties, and I did buy something on Amazon, and the third party was a cheat. That was a problem. But just be careful, all right? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.